This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Old Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Feel Good Friday. So social media can be a funny place, and yesterday it certainly was. Generally, it's a funny place, and not funny as in ha-ha, but funny as in interesting and makes you sick. But Andy Martino got everybody all stirred up, Andy Martino of SNY. Because of this guy who is showing up to Mets games. Who, by the way, I saw on Instagram, he is a comedian. Mm. This is something that people don't know about. This is not just some random guy. This guy, he's trying to make money as a comedian. And this is something that has helped him get attention, and good for him.
I think it's been smart on his part.
Very smart. So part of his getup is a big, colorful fur coat and a hat. And colorful shirts as well. Not all the time does he have the fur coat on, but there's several days where he has had the fur coat on. And people started referring to him. He didn't call himself this, but I think maybe he does now because people gave him the name. The rally pimp. Because the Mets have been winning ever since he showed up. The Mets are like 9-3 with the rally pimp being a part of things. So Andy Martino goes on X, and he wants none of this rally pimpness. Now, I guess, first off, before I read you Andy Martino's tweet, when you think someone's talking about a pimp these days, like, what comes to mind?
Jay-Z song.
Okay. Well, I think it's 50 Cent. P-I-M-P.
Whatever. Yes. Yeah. I get them confused. Sorry.
Yeah. So you think of that. So you think of music.
I do.
I think like pimping a home run.
Mm-hmm.
Pimping ain't easy.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Like I don't. That's the one.
Right. I don't think like hardcore human trafficking.
No, I don't either anymore.
Being held against their will.
I don't either
like,
anymore.
Like this isn't the human trafficking mascot.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This isn't like, this is the rally pimp. This is not the rally human trafficker. But anyway, so Andy Martino.
This is going to be new. I didn't see this.
You didn't see this?
No, I haven't.
I can't even read the first line without laughing. Pimp imagery is problematic on so many levels. Let's think about it for 2 seconds. Can we please not make this a big part of the 2024 Mets imagery? Q replies about woke culture, blah, blah. I don't care. I'm right about this. Now, it's just, it's not like when he says, I know I'm going to get the woke culture things, like that's the thing people fall back on. But I mean, it's just like overly sensitive nonsense.
I thought it was, like, honestly, and I've watched a lot of these Met games. I thought it was it was different. It was fun. The guy stands out. A lot of times he's there in a row of nobody standing around him. He's like, he's into it. He's dancing. I didn't think anything of it.
So let's, man. He said, let's think about it for 2 seconds. Let's think about it for more than 2 seconds. All right. So when somebody does something that offends a group and you're not part of that group, you try to put yourself in their shoes.
Pimps and hoes.
So for example, right? For example, when there were many people, including Kyrie Irving, Steven Jackson, Sean Jackson, who were reading and putting out and posting stuff that Louis Farrakhan had put out there that was very anti-Semitic. And we would go on the air and say, this is unacceptable, can't do that, because there were many Jewish people who were offended by that. That I can understand, because Farrakhan would put stuff out there, Jews really aren't the chosen one. You saw the Kyrie thing, the Holocaust didn't happen. Like, that's a thing that an athlete did or something that could really offend a group. All right? You understand that. The man wearing the fur purple coat is offending who? Like, former sex workers? Like, is that triggering for them?
I don't know.
I mean, this guy...
I thought he was just a goofball.
He is!
That's all I thought he was a goofball that stood out. That's it.
So, like, do you think that there's a former sex worker that looks at this guy... And with the hair and everything, and like is thrown back into some sort of mental prison because this guy dressed with a fur coat and funny pants.
I don't know. I don't think too much about the stuff. I just thought it looked fun. And he was at an empty stadium and he was standing out and they're winning games and he's become a thing. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. I don't know why we have to go this extra mile and create something that's not there.
Like
and I don't know.
I just, like, who is he protecting? Like, if you're telling me that there was a real, like, let's say someone showed up to the game dressed as Harvey Weinstein. And I'm the rally Weinstein. Okay. There could be people that go, this guy is what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And there's people who have dealt with sexual assault and, you know, toxic masculinity, and that could definitely trigger them in a certain way. This is a comedian wearing a funny coat.
Yeah, got making an ass of himself.
Having a good time with the Mets, and they call him Rally Pimp because pimp in pop culture has just become this silly thing, guy with a cane. And Andy Martino, who covers the Mets, is going, pimp imagery is problematic? And then, like, I'm right about this? And then it retweeted someone who agreed with him?
Oh.
I mean, you cannot possibly have a grasp on reality and think that way.
That's the day and age we're living in, G.
And when he said, let's think about it, I'm like, all right, I will think about it.
Pimping ain't easy.
I'll think about it. But, like, who are you? Like, who's breaking down in tears when they see the rally pimp because they can't handle their past?
Pimping ain't easy.
I mean,
I don't know. I don't know. This is so, I didn't see the Martino tweet. I have never thought twice about that guy in the stands, other than I thought it was goofy. I thought it was fun. That's to have that take. I don't know. I mean, there's a deeper conversation. You want to have the conversation, then let's get into the music. I mean, if you really want to start getting upset about pimp imagery, let's start breaking down lyrics of songs.
Right, that are played in stadiums, are walk-up songs.
Absolutely.
All of those things.
You want to have the conversation, then have the conversation. But let's not just stop at a goofball comedian who's become popular. Let's get into music lyrics. We can get into movies, and we can get into TV shows, and we can get into... There's a whole bunch of different things we can do.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
I mean, there's been guys, too, who have been involved in some... You know, horrible things. So, like the Yankee pitcher who slapped his girlfriend at the charity event. God,
not Domingo Germán.
Yes, Domingo Germán.
Oh, okay,
right. For whatever reason, Guillermo Moto was in my head. I don't know how or why.
I haven't heard that name in a while.
So yeah. Domingo Germán.
Yeah.
How would my brain go to Guillermo Moto? Not Domingo.
I don't know. Whatever. I don't know.
It's all this pimp imagery that's now bouncing around my brain. So I don't know. I would like to go back. I probably should have done this. But I'd like to go back to see what Andy Martino had to say about that when they let Guillermo Moda back into the pinstripes and on the mound.
Domingo Germán.
Sorry. Domingo Germán. Sorry.
Chris McMonagle with you here in A-Town.
I'm losing. Domingo Germán. Like when they allowed him back.
Yeah.
I mean,
did he have
an issue and go like, oh, every woman who has suffered from domestic violence now has to see this guy get off the hook and get back onto the team? Or is he only worried about this pimp imagery from some silly fan who's having a good time?
And that the fans are getting a kick out of.
Like, why this one?
I don't know. I don't know. I can't answer that question. You'd have to ask him.
Does he have like a checkered pimp past or something? Like, was something happened? Did like, was there a pimp in his neighborhood? Why this thing?
I don't know why that would trigger him, because you're right. If you want to start talking about whether it's baseball, basketball, football, hockey, there are all sorts of issues that have gone on in people's lives that have become very public. And yet we will, in a lot of cases, give them standing ovations when they come back onto the surface, the field, whatever.
That could trigger a lot of people.
You're damn right. That's exactly right.
Pimp image.
This is a weird one to go after.
Yeah. I think this is going to create more rally pimps out there, actually.
It might.
I think that there's a chance that this Andy Martino tweet is going to breed rally pimps like rabbits now. They're going to be all over City Field.
Let's get on the train. Pimping ain't easy.
Pimping ain't easy.
And didn't Darren go after him pretty good? I heard you guys talking about that right now.
Yeah, he was.
He was upset with this.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I said yesterday. I think we talked about this yesterday or the day before, because this guy came up, whether it was on the highlights or on one of the photos online. And to me, it reminded me of Darren when he was trying. And maybe it was even before the seven line got going. When the Mets weren't very good, just like the Mets weren't when the season started, and you had Gary Cohen talking about hitting rock bottom, it reminded me of that, the way he used to stand up with the sign because there was no one there, and then the cameras would show him, well, this guy, same thing, there was no one there. Look at this guy having a blast.
You know what?
Uh-oh.
Want to know what makes this even better? I just realized this. This man, the rally pick,
yeah,
on social media, his handle, Max is a wiener. That's what he is. Max is a wiener. I mean, come on. This is just incredible.
Yeah.
So,
goofball. That's
I'm trying to find the seven line stuff. I mean, he posted so much stuff, Darren, yesterday from this account about this that I can't even. I mean, he was just going in and in and in.
This is one of these instances. A lot of times, most days, I'm very happy that I don't really look at Twitter very often after work. But now I feel like I missed out on a lot yesterday.
Oh, yeah. You certainly did.
Yeah.
I mean, that was one of those things that like people just right away. If you go to the top replies from Andy Martino, there are some interesting ones in there. Like Jerry Blevins. he responded.
Okay.
Former Met Jerry Blevins.
And SNY.
Yes. Also working on SNY. Imagery is problematic. Let's see. Jerry Blevins. Oh, no.
Wait, delete it?
I think so. I don't see it anymore. It was right there as one of the top replies, and I don't see it anymore.
Was he supporting him or not?
He was not supporting him. He was saying that it's not a big deal, but they both work for SNY, so maybe... You know, like, I'm just thinking, you know, like, when people take a stand on things, like, there'll be some people that are, like, privately, that maybe were afraid to take a stand on those things themselves, will come up to you and be like, hey, man, I just want to say that was courageous to say what you said. I mean, you know, you got a lot of crap for that, but, you know, someone had to do it.
I'm with you.
Do you think anybody went up to Andy Martino in his private life like, man, listen, what you said about the rally pimp... was so true.
No, I don't.
And pimp imagery has been haunting me for decades. And I have been fighting this fight forever, and I can't get attention. So the fact that you were able to provide pimp imagery awareness out there, I mean, you can go to my website, stoppimpimagery.org, and if you could just write a little something for us, because we're trying really hard.
Mm.
And buy this magnet to put on your car. It's an X through a fur coat and a cane.
I'm going to say no to that.
Let's go to Joe's in Patchogue. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you?
Great.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, I'm just calling to say how excited I am for the pimp rally hose.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, boy.
Here are your rally pimps and hoes.
This is what happens.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
Let's go to Jane, who's calling from Manhattan. What's going on, Jane?
Hey, Gio?
Yes, hello, Jane.
Hi, I called because the gentleman that replaces Boomer today, when he first brought up the pimp issue, he yelled out Jay-Z. And I was like, this guy is really cool because the pimp concept changed when Jay-Z released The Big Pimping. So if you really want to make it cool, have your music people intro this conversation with The Big Pimping. Look that up by Jay-Z. Yes. That's the song.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I believe it was Volume 3.
Exactly.
Yeah. I have that on my Spotify list.
The significant part of that song is because I am kind of grew up with that genre of music. It changed the whole connotation for me and many others from taking the literal vernacular of pimp.
Right.
And like, you're doing what you do to women and benefiting from it financially. So the person that's making the big stink at MetLife is just really a tool.
Yes, it was Andy Martino at Citi Field, not anybody in MetLife. But yeah, and so pimping became like I'm a baller, I'm spending money. Yeah, like the video is Jay-Z on a yacht and they're throwing dollar bills everywhere. It's not like literally like I'm a guy who has a gaggle of whores.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That I'm forcing them to have sex with customers. That's not what's going on. Like, it's just...
And you asked me what I think when I hear the word, and I said Jay-Z because he also, Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park, they have one of those intertwined songs where he's involved. That's how I know it, and that's how I think of the word now. I don't think of the 1970s guy on the street in Manhattan.
Right, and I thought you were referring to the P.I.M.P. song, which is 50 Cent, and then there's also Big Pimpin' by Jay-Z.
That's the song I knew, and
right.
Yes.
Right, but the I'm a P.I.M.P., you know that one, right?
I don't know. I don't know that I do know that one.
I don't know if you can find it. Clean version of that.
Even the one I would like with Linkin Park, I think you need the edited version. I don't think it's all clean, as they say. Entry. Yes. So two words put together I've never heard before until this morning.
I mean, how do you walk back into work after that tweet?
Like, honestly, maybe they liked it.
They didn't like that.
I don't know. I have no idea.
You know, someone who's like an ass kisser will kiss up to him and be like, hey, man, you know, respect for your pimp imagery tweet. You said what all of us were thinking.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. But.
Yeah, bull crap.
Yeah.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
I don't know what you heard about me. Who the can't get a dollar out of me? No Cadillac, no berms, you can't see. Then I'm a P.I.M.P. I don't know what you heard about me. Who the can't get a dollar out of me? No Cadillac, no berms, you can't see. Then I'm a
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Feel Good Friday. All of us are rally pimps today as we stand together.
Pimpin' ain't easy.
Never heard this song, Jerry?
I have not.
Really?
No.
Oh, wow. That's surprising to me.
Nope.
I mean, this song was about as popular as Big Pimpin' by Jay-Z.
Yeah.
I would think.
Yeah, but I only know the Big Pimpin' one from the crossover.
The crossover
with Linkin Park.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Linkin Park.
So I don't. God. That's right. No. You're more of a death metal guy. I forgot about that. That one day when I drove in with you,
Linkin Park is not death metal.
Die, die, die.
That's not true.
Wrong. I'm done with Jerry
on that. Wrong, wrong.
That is wrong.
That was nuts.
Now I do like The Trooper by Iron Maiden. That's a good song.
Remember that
there
day,
are some Metallica songs.
We all drove in together.
And yeah,
that's not.
Jerry put on like the hardest death metal of all time.
He was rocking.
Yeah, it was crazy.
You, sir, die.
Yeah.
Was that in and around the Carole King songs that were being played, probably?
There was no Carole King.
That's
that
nonsense.
Day.
When we played golf last year, you made me turn my song list off because Carole King came on.
That's right. That was in a golf cart. That day.
Well, whatever.
That day that we drove in, though, to
that
work
was
together.
Not death metal.
Yeah, well, 100%
death metal. I don't have death metal on my list. No.
Die.
No. Nope. Nope. Nope.
Like,
nope.
Man,
now
Jerry,
you're, no,
Jesus.
Nope. 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 Spreading false narratives. That's not true.
Good mood here driving
into work.
That's not true.
Do I like heavier music? Yes. Death metal? No.
Murder.
No. Nope. Not true.
I have a live, I have a clip from when Jerry drove in this morning.
You, sir, die. Drop dead. Drop dead. Drop dead. You, sir, die.
That's
exactly what I remember. So I was just like transported right back to that time when I was in your car. I didn't want to say anything because I was like nervous. Like, this must be his routine. So I don't want to knock him off his routine.
That's how he gets jacked up for the show.
Right. I mean, it's making me uncomfortable, but
wrong.
I mean, it's his car. So.
I actually drove in silence this morning, believe it or not.
Really?
Yes, I did. Which Al has seen. He knows that I like to drive quietly sometimes. Sometimes just, you know, mostly driving home I do that, but this morning was driving in.
I was just about to say that. I drive home in silence a lot.
Yep,
but
so
driving in, I gotta have some stimulation.
Oh, I was rocking out this morning on the way in. All kinds of up-tempo, not death metal, but some heavier rock.
Were you?
Yeah, I was a little short on sleep, so I had to, you know, like you said, stimulation, had a little C4 and some loud music, and away we go.
I thought you were primarily a country guy these days.
I like a lot of different genres. Yeah, a lot of country, but this morning it was more, you know.
Seven Mary Three.
Some hard rock. No.
Sleepy douchey stuff?
No, not
Sleepy
Douchey.
Give us an example.
It was a variety of stuff. Older stuff, like nothing really new. Like I had some of my Breaking Benjamin on, like Breaking Benjamin.
Okay.
3 Days Grace. Yeah.
Yeah, I
some
like
heavier
that
stuff.
But that's not death metal.
No, it's not death metal.
Not even close.
No.
Yeah, and Jerry, no.
I know exactly what you're thinking of. I think the song, again, Linkin Park, I think it was Lying From Me, was the song that you heard. And there is a part at the end where he screams. That is true.
What word
but
is
it's
he screaming?
Not,
is it die?
No, he doesn't scream die.
I remember die.
No, wrong. You're making that's in your mind. That is not.
What I'm to be, I never
be careful.
What I said, what have you wanted from me? Like this isn't what I want.
He's not saying die.
He's
saying right now.
Drop dead.
Drop dead.
Drop dead.
Oh, you think the screaming is die?
Yeah,
I think it's just a scream.
It's a great song. You don't know this?
No.
It's a great song. You, sir, die.
No.
It's like Al and I just awkwardly scrolling on our phones, like, oof.
Drop dead.
This is going to be over.
Jesus. This song, yeah. I do think this was the song. I do.
Probably.
And then at this part. Is this it? Yeah, this might be it.
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's the very
part,
end.
Yeah.
There's a part in the middle where he just lets it out.
Like a bridge.
Yeah.
He goes,
duh!
No, he doesn't. He does not.
He doesn't. It's a great song.
Yeah.
But that's the one, now that I'm thinking back, I could see where you'd go. But he didn't say die.
Okay. All right, fine. Take your word for it.
Man.
Just what I remember.
The Linkin Park stuff takes me right back to high school baseball, Jerry. We used to get all pumped up for the games with that.
That's funny that you have those memories of high school baseball. I could not have had a more like hip-hop version of high school. Hip-hop and that reggae stuff is all we played.
Yeah, it depends on
we
your...
Like you.
Well, it depends on what kind
team.
Of guys you have on the team, yeah.
I mean, there was this one... It was not like reggae, like Bob Marley reggae. It was like that... big speaker car reggae. Are you familiar with what I'm talking about?
Not really, no.
speaker car reggae?
Were you guys any good?
I'm telling you, there is a portion of this audience that knows exactly what I'm talking
about. I'm sure.
And I bet you KFC Barstool is another one of these guys that knows exactly what I'm talking about because we've talked about similar upbringings and that stuff. But there was this reggae music where it'd be a Jamaican just really just spewing out lyrics, but the beat would be so hard. And then all the cars would drive into high school with these songs going on. And it was just, and our locker room was filled with it. And there was this one in particular, and I guarantee there's a caller. I didn't know what the guy was saying. It was, it's a killer with the no, arabado, da 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 do, it's a killer with the no. That song would play nonstop. It's a killer. That was my high school experience.
Al just picked up the phone, so let's see if you're right.
And also was another one was when Hard Knock Life first came out.
Okay,
I remember that song.
You would turn the bass all the way up. You could not even hear Jay-Z. It was like, it's a hard knock. It's a hard nut. It's crazy.
How's that sounding in your car speakers right now?
I had a similar experience as you did.
Yeah.
It was more into the alternative rock, heavier rock, but not the heavy metal stuff.
Die. Die. Die.
Oh, God.
Riscona, because we went to high school together, is telling me Buju Bonton.
Okay.
I don't know if that's it, but, and I don't even know if there's like curses. I don't remember.
Hmm.
But that just, then I
definitely stood out though for you.
Yeah, no, because, well, I had a friend who was like, he was on the football team. He's actually the guy, Hack Fire Stick, that guy. And he bought this used white Infiniti and put these huge rims on it and just packed it out with these giant speakers and just would roll around in it. And we thought we were the coolest, you know, people in the world, but just so white. You know, and that's all that is in. No, not it was not Sean Paul.
Current you would be cursing out that crew.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You're like, slow down in the neighborhood, right? Drive like your kids live here, please.
Different phases of life.
Right.
Completely different.
Well, yep. And just think when that kid shows up to your door to take out one of your daughters.
Yeah.
You got him.
It could be the nicest kid in the world, but that's a possibility.
I know. You just killed his Friday vibe right there.
Yeah, you did. I worry about that at least once a day.
He'll be fine on the first D-box. He'll be all right.
At least once a day. Frankie in Connecticut. What's going on, Frankie?
Gio.
Yeah.
Talking about dance hall music.
Okay. That's what it was called?
Yep, and that's Mr. Vegas. You're talking about heads high. Kill him.
Yeah. All right. Mr. Vegas, heads high. Also got, yeah. So you know what I'm talking about, obviously, Frankie.
Yeah. People dry humping each other all over the place.
All right. Thank you, Frankie.
Sounds like Vegas, yeah.
There's also a DJ that I know who is actually at a country station now, calls himself Fathead. And he said the same thing. Mr. Vegas, Heads High, was the song.
Na 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 na. Kill them with it now. Na 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 na.
Every day in the locker room
for baseball or football,
both.
Heads high, kill them with it now. Just make a boy know you're not blow.
Every day. 1999, Belport football.
I like the idea that I can shut my eyes and feel like I'm in Jamaica right now.
We're
like
on an island. We.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
So, but you got to remember the treble
with the
all
bass
the way down and the bass all the way up.
Yeah.
Weed. The people who know me now have like no idea
that this was you.
That we would like this is the high school experience that I had.
Can I ask you?
And I wouldn't change a thing about it.
All right. Were either of those teams any good?
Yeah.
All right.
No, we were. Yeah.
That would have been amazing.
1999 won the division. We lost in the Suffolk County Championship.
They were smoking weed.
That would have been a veto for me. Not exactly pumping me up. Like you said, Jerry,
I could see getting on the beach with
a drink or something.
Yeah, and there's nothing better than getting off the plane and the first song you hear is like a reggae song when you're on an island.
Sure,
it's amazing.
For vacation, not when you're but about I could, to I could see, go into I could battle see against into an that. Opponent.
No, I could, right. Yeah, I could see it. Whatever puts you in the mood.
Sure.
Do you? Speaking of pimps and hoes and all that stuff, so there was a Jay-Z song that was called Money Cash Hoes. Now, it was like, ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum. That's the way the beat went, ba-da-dum. So we lose a football game, right? And this guy, Chris Bowden's playing Money Cash Hoes. And we're not allowed to say a word when you lose a road game on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got the big headphones on, and you can hear it because everybody's quiet. You could just hear, ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum. And then we're all just like waiting for the coach to lose it, you know? Ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum, ba-da-dum. Whoever's playing that, shut it down! You just got your goddamn asses kicked, and all I hear is better, better, better. Shut it off, losers.
Sound like BT now?
Yeah,
but
stick
yeah.
it up your ass.
It is true. Like I'll be on the Rutgers bus after a loss,
yeah,
and everybody just sits there like this.
Oh, it's so bad.
Everybody, eyes forward, keep your mouth shut. And then when you do hear someone talking, and it could be it could be something as simple as, hey, you got an extra fork because the food's on the buses. You know how that goes? Yeah, yeah. I'm sitting there waiting for one of the coaches to be like, take that fork and shove it where the sun don't shine. We just lost by 15 points. So I know exactly what you mean.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think you could. Unless you had the beat of Money Cash shows, you probably can't play any of them.
Money. It might be a tough one.
DMX on that song as well.
Oh, my God. That rap. Party Up, that song?
No, the one he just mentioned.
Money Cash.
Oh, that's DMX?
Yeah. Well, DMX is on that.
With Jay-Z. Jay-Z with DMX.
Yeah. Got it.
And the chorus, as you can imagine, goes, Money Cash. Money Cash Hoes. Money Cash. Money Cash Hoes. Just like that, as you could guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Andy Martino is probably really he's off the Odyssey app now. If he was on the Odyssey app, man, he is off the Odyssey app. And you could check out anything you missed on the free Odyssey app. Go back. Everything is podcasted there for you. So if you want to talk about which dead person or want to listen to which dead Knicks fan would have the biggest impact on the series, we talked about that. We also talked about pimp imagery for a good 25 minutes. So,
wow.
CeeLo, I heard you go out and you asked Al, can you listen to this to say if it's okay? Did he say it was okay?
We made a slight edit to that one individual clip. There's a few of them from Tracy Morgan with the roommate show.
Okay, so let's listen to those then.
All right, let's do that. Brought to you by The Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. Also brought to you by Jack Pocket. Order official state lottery games on your phones. We heard the couple of funny clips from last hour. Josh Hart struggling to introduce Tracy Morgan on the show and Tracy himself on the show. So here he was. This is like a 90-minute show they did. Jerry, did you see the whole thing, by the way?
I didn't see the whole thing. All right. I saw bits and pieces.
This was only about 10 minutes or so in, so I may have missed some other gems. But here was Tracy talking up the Knicks and how much he's loving this year's squad.
I really appreciate the team that we have. I'm just glad that our front office did their thing. Like, we are serious contenders now. Everybody better be shook kids from Brooklyn. Everybody better be. Now all we need is my man from the Nets.
All right, so of course he's referencing Mikal Bridges there. He wants to add another Villanova guy, and the other guy that's in there with Hart and Brunson, this Matt Hillman chimed in.
I can't comment on that.
I know there's
that.
I'm commenting on it.
Yeah, you can. I can.
I'm commenting on it.
That's Twitter's not going to be happy.
Nets Twitter. They've had it with our shenanigans.
I have no idea who he's talking about.
All right, so Brunson's playing ignorant to stay out of trouble, which was fine, but Tracy had a lot more to say, and this is where things start to go off the rails a little bit.
You don't get him over here. I'm going to send my sister over there to talk to him.
He's gonna, some Bruce Lees are going to show up at his door.
I'll probably get him pregnant or something. I don't know.
Whoa.
You know, I stay having babies, man. I love my babies, man. Yeah. I'm old school. I don't pull out.
And he says, I got no worries about financial responsibilities that come with fathering a lot of kids because, hey, I'm covered there after that accident years ago.
I got hit by a Walmart truck, kid. I'm good.
That's true.
We ain't got to worry about no dope. I ain't never going to run out of no dope.
You up?
Like $200 million is just my annuity.
Make
a baby every other week.
Okay, last one here.
My
yeah, last one here. As he continues to reference,
you say
he's
making a baby every week.
He said he could because I'm covered. I got nothing to worry about. Right, so he's got lots of money, and he enjoys certain physical activity. This actually led the YouTube post of the show as
this
like
is
a
the
little
promo. I think
promo
I know what you're going to play.
Snippet. So we're playing it in context, but imagine playing it out of context.
I love Dominican women, man. Oh, I spend more money on Dominican women than the Yankees spend on their farm team.
Oh, my God.
For real. Word up.
What that Walmart truck at, man?
I'm out there on the truck right now looking for another truck.
You find it, let me know.
I'm
me and you are together,
this
brother.
Song. I'm trying to get an Amazon truck.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God.
Like, you get a comedian in a small room like that who makes a joke like that, and the guys are afraid to laugh, and then the comedian's got to be like, for real? Like, after the joke, to fill the silence? Like, I'm not high and kidding.
You can hear at one point, like,
yeah. Brunson's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, oh, my God.
He does, because I've watched enough of these now. There are times he just looks uncomfortable.
Brunson.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, why are we not talking basketball? What is this? It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Well, all right, CeeLo, good stuff, man.
Yeah.
We will see you next hour.
Okay.
All right, Boomer and Geo on a Feel Good Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Boomer is going to call in at 9 a.m. I want to talk to him about two things. One, now we know that Game 6, Rangers-Capitals, will be happening on the night of Boomer and Geo Live 3 with Cheese at White Eagle Hall. It is an if-necessary game, but we think that it probably will be played, the history of these two teams and the NHL postseason. And also, I want to get his take on Mayor Adams being on WFAN. We need to hear that as well. You said you had a headline for me.
Just a throwaway quick one, because I saw this. I took a double take, and this is a real headline in the Post this morning. New footage shows woman who used dead uncle to sign bank loan arriving by taxi with driver helping to move the body.
Wow.
That is a true story.
Where did this happen? In this country?
It was, well, I imagine it was in Brazil because it says a Brazilian woman.
See, I always feel like when those things happen in these other countries, it's not as interesting to me because I feel like this stuff happens all the time. There's just dead uncles in the back of trunks.
Oh, come on.
You know, but like,
look at the video footage, G. This is like a real life Weekend at Bernie's. She took the dead body into the bank.
For what reason?
For him to co-sign a loan. A $3,000 loan.
Come on.
I'm reading the story.
And how did she get away with it? She obviously didn't, but like, how did they actually?
She got him into the bank and then was seen moving his hand to sign a key document to get the $3,400 loan.
That is unbelievable.
I mean,
$3,400.
She was arrested.
Like immediately, or?
The story doesn't say she was arrested immediately, but.
Did she kill the uncle?
And she doesn't say that either.
And if you're going to pull something like that off, like go for broke. You know what I'm saying?
It's more about the idea that the video was there and people were walking by taking double takes and the fact that she went into the bank.
Wait, is that a picture right there?
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
That's a picture of her and the dead uncle signing the document?
Caught trying to get her dead uncle to sign a $3,400 loan at the bank.
And they got pictures of this.
Yeah.
So obviously oh my God.
Mm-hmm. I mean.
So obviously the banker was onto this because she's taking pictures. He or she's taking pictures of this.
Right. Her attorney is claiming mental health issues.
Well, I mean, I would hope.
Yeah. I mean, just bizarre. And you're right. When it happens overseas, it's overseas. But still.
I know. Still is right.
Bizarre headline I've seen. And the other one was, did you see who is Kourtney Kardashian with?
Which Kardashian?
Kourtney.
I don't know if Kourtney. I know that.
Travis Barker?
Yes. No. That's the other one.
Not Travis Barker?
No. Kourtney, Chloe is what I was thinking of. Sorry. Kourtney is the oldest one. She's with Travis Barker.
He posted photos of her on the toilet.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd she look?
Like someone on the toilet. Not great.
Not great?
Why would you do that?
It's love, I guess.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's love. It's amazing. I mean, come on.
Who's Chloe with now? Is Chloe with anybody?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Kim's with Odell Beckham Jr.
That's a real thing, huh?
Yeah. And then I don't know if Chloe's with anybody. And then I know Kendall Jenner was with Devin Booker for a while.
Mm.
And then Bad Bunny. But I don't know where she's at now. I don't know who she's with.
And what's Kylie up to?
I don't know who Kylie's with.
Huh.
I'm not sure. I think they're poison, those people. I don't like them at all.
And I don't even know. Do they still do the show?
I think on a streaming platform.
Okay. Well, as we heard this morning in the warm-up show, not many people are watching the streaming services.
I should have known this.
What's this?
Kylie Jenner with Timothy Chalamet, the actor. Which I feel like he's totally selling out, that guy. Because he was like known as like a really good actor. He got nominated for Oscars and all sorts of stuff. And he went straight smut with Kylie Jenner. Come on.
True love, G. True love.
I mean, you could do a little better than that, can't you? I know she's attractive and everything, but I think she is a billionaire. But you know, you think.
Billionaire.
She is because of her lip gloss and everything.
I'm aware. I know.
There was a joke. KFC Barstool does this podcast, KFC podcast with Feidelberg. And they asked a question once that said, what sex would do better with the other person's parts? Meaning, like, it was like a crazy, ask the internet question. So basically what they were saying was, would a man, if you gave a man woman's parts, mm-hmm. or you gave a woman man's parts, like which one would have more fun? So when he hears this question, right, which is a crazy ass internet question. So when he asked this question, KFC to Feidelberg, Feidelberg's answer was Timothy Chalamet. Which is so funny because he's very like skinny and like kind of womanly in a way. And the fact that he...
That's what resonated?
Put women's parts on Timothy Chalamet was hilarious. It was one of, honestly, the funniest clips that I had ever seen.
Imagine those replies. Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus. All right. Anyway. Boomer Esiason joins us next. He will answer our questions.
Where is he in Canada?
He is in Montreal.
Okay.
And Eddie might be in Montreal as well because he's not behind the board as I try to be on time for once with one of these breaks.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So what I'll do is I'll start reading the commercials, and then by the time he gets in there and hits the music, we'll be all good.
Nice.
Oh, sorry for the, I had to make the coffee's new Brazilian blend. It reminded me when you're talking about dead Brazilian uncle to go and get the Arabic beans.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.